Good afternoon. We're going to call to order the regular Finance Committee member. Finance Committee, sorry, I'm reading the agenda. It's kind of day I've had already, sorry. Has roll call been taken?
Roll call's been taken, let the record show, all members are present.
Perfect, thank you. So this is a time in our meeting that we have available for public comment. If there's any public comment on anything that's not agendized, this is the time for you to do that. Yes, please come on up. Welcome. Thank you for coming to our Finance Committee meeting, by the way.
Yes.
We appreciate it.
I know. I'm glad you got a seat when you did.
I know.
Same room, really.
Yeah.
No, I just want to say, I want to introduce myself. I'm Kirk. I've been kind of just dropping on meetings and just trying to figure out how everything works in the city with adding value. So I was reading through the financials and it's on the website, and I noticed that there's no budget for 2023-2024 on the website.
It's completed, and I believe it's posted.
Yeah, it just, we just
caught that today.
Did it just post within the last 24 hours?
We just caught the note. Yeah, we just caught it today.
Okay.
It wasn't on there. So we did, it's on there now.
Okay.
Yeah.
This morning I was looking at some stuff and I needed to find something on it and I noticed it.
I would say, I know that we just approved it and stuff.
Yeah, the budget meeting was probably, what, 4 or 6 weeks ago? Yeah.
Yeah, and then it came to the board a couple meetings ago. So good catch, though.
No,
thank you.
Thank you. Sorry about that. It's on there now, so you could review it.
And I noticed another thing, this is probably a question I can ask offline, but I've been involved since the new building fiasco thing, right? And somebody said there was a $3 million sort of bucket wanted to put up for it, and I couldn't find it. Right?
If you look under capital expenses, so it's probably our capital improvement expenses, if you go back year over year, it kind of changes versus, and correct me if I'm wrong, but it would be under the capital improvement. It's probably easier to see in the audits than it is like trying to go through the budgetary stuff, because it's called out specifically in the audit. There's a page for it.
Okay.
And I can probably even give you the exact page at some point, because I've gone back and looked at it.
And actually, correct me if it was changed since the budget meeting, but this year we looked at it and you had like, it varied per water, wastewater. You had it broken up to equal to the 16 million. Is that correct?
Okay.
As a placeholder.
13 million as a placeholder.
13 million.
Because that was the only dollar amount we had.
Yeah, as a placeholder.
We have $3 million saved in reserve for this project.
Yeah.
That's it.
I would say, correct me if I'm wrong, as we've been going through this project, it has been a placeholder, and it's kind of changed in the way that it has been designated, because I think at one point it was designated for the study and it was around $250,000 for the study portion of it, and then it broke out. So if you look under capital improvement, and it would be under water, wastewater. So,
but don't be alarmed if you see this in a few different places. That was just because of the $13 million.
Yeah.
Sorry. I know we're not supposed to respond, but
well, does anyone here have an objection? Oh, no.
I feel like you've taken an interest to come and like participate, and we appreciate that. So,
that's great. I'm learning lots of new things. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for your comments. Is there anybody online?
There is not.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and close public comment. Now we're going to move on for the draft minutes to be approved from our meeting from June 7th, 2023.
Make motion to approve.
Second. Minutes have been approved. We have no presentation, so we're going to go ahead and move on to updates. Looks like we have an update on rate study kickoff.
Yes, so the board approved the contract for the rate study. We're going to be starting that. We've signed the contract, so has the other party, which is La Hobbits and Safe. We'll be starting that kickoff in September to start building the new rates.
Awesome.
Excellent.
Thank you.
So
that's
you
great.
Probably won't be seeing anything until spring of next year, and then it'll go through the Prop 218 process by May and June.
Perfect. Thank you. And then there's update on finance manager.
So very exciting. Our new finance manager is set to start on August 14th.
Awesome.
So she will be here for the August 16th board meeting. So you'll get to introduce yourself to her.
And now, is this a person that we've hired on a short-term basis or long-term? I know you talked about
So this isn't Rick Wood. We haven't really done a lot of work with him.
Okay.
But he turned us on to a lady who, Margaret Mosier.
Yeah, that's
and
great.
And she is somebody that is on the board of League of California Cities, GFOA, California class. So she is very
experienced
in government finance, which is something that's invaluable to us right
now.
Yeah,
we
have not had that.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
So I'm very excited to introduce you to her, and I think this will be a great thing for this organization.
Excellent. That's awesome. Thank you.
Okay.
And then it doesn't look like we have any discussions or any future discussion agenda items.
I have some agenda items.
Okay.
So at our last meeting, we talked about coming up with some different creative ways to find financing for landscape, parks, recreation. So if we could get an update on that and see what's been done and what other ideas are out there that we're working on. I know Alan had called about finding out about grant, but just to get an update so everybody
can
hear.
Can I jump in? I know you're going to respond, but can I make a suggestion on this? I think it's important, like, we can entertain any way to finance stuff, but I don't think it's our job to go out and look for it because we don't really know what they're looking for. So my suggestion would be, let's talk to the Parks and Rec Committee and have them say, like, hey, this is what we need. This is the amount of money that we need. These are some questions that we have. Like, they need to come to us and ask for an amount that they need. And then at that point, we can figure out how to finance that.
We can absolutely do that, without a doubt. But just in the interest of time, I just would love it if we could move this along so we're not talking
about
it.
But we're kind of out of our lane. Like, we're here to kind of figure out how to finance it and approve it.
But finding out where's their money available? Are there grants available? And
but
then
we
could go after them. But at least find out if they're available. Find out if there's any Measure X funding available.
In my opinion, that's Parks and Rec's job to do that.
Okay.
And figure it out. And this is the reason why. Like, we can go, oh, there's these grants that are available for X, Y, and Z. But what if that's not within the realm of what Parks and Rec needs or what they're looking for? And so really, 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 and I agree with you, we need more funding for Parks and Rec and for landscaping, but they need to come to us with a dollar amount.
Okay, are they aware of that?
They should be, but I would say reach out to them. Push the bear a little bit, you know?
Okay, all right, well, I'm going to talk afterwards.
I would push out, yeah, let's talk afterwards, but I would say push the bear on that, like, I think.
I mean, seriously. Okay, whatever.
Because we can't.
I know, but landscape is just so huge.
I understand,
we should all be pushing the bear. You know,
we're bored, mm-hmm. right? And so, like, let's take communications as an example, right? If Parks and Rec said, "Hey, we need to have a Nextdoor account." Like, they're way out of their realm for that. Like, that's a communications issue. So if Parks and Rec isn't looking at it and going, we need funding for this, and this is how much we need, because we don't have Bill here to tell us how much stuff costs or what it is. I mean, there's processes set in place for us to approve stuff and get it done. So again, like, not trying to throw anyone under the bus, but like, really, what needs to happen is probably the Parks and Rec Committee needs to go to the landscape manager and go, our landscaping is bad, and we need to know how much it's going to cost in order to get us to where we need to be.
Okay.
And then they go, okay, it's going to cost this amount of money. So we have options, right? We have Hoffman funds, we have some other funding that we're not quite sure how to do that, but as a finance committee, if they come to us and say we need $20, that's low, and I'm being facetious right now, but need $20, well, we can pull that out of the budget somewhere. But if they come to us and say, this is gonna cost us $500,000 to get us up to where we need to do, and we would like to spend $500,000 out of the Hoffman account, we want to do that. Or they say, we have $500,000, this is what it costs, we don't want to use Hoffman funds, we want finance to approve it for us.
And then
at that point, as a finance committee, we will look at that cost, look at our budget, look at what some of our reserve funds may be, look at maybe some of the funds from our money market, and go, okay, well, our recommendation as a finance committee, looking fiscally at what we have, then we think we should do this.
So looking and finding that there could be some grants or other funding available.
But again,
it's come back to them and say, hey, we found out there's a grant we might be, you know, for $100,000, do you want to pursue it? You know, put it on the other foot.
It needs to come from them, and they need to be the ones pushing staff to look for those grants. Okay. And do that, because can we
get an update on the solar for the parking lot?
Solar lights?
Remember we talked about that last meeting?
But again, that's Parks and Rec.
But they brought it and we discussed it.
Did they bring it to us to approve?
No, but Dina and Monica did a whole presentation on it. And there was
I know, but it hasn't been brought to finance to approve that, correct?
It has not, no.
So, again, that's Parks and Rec that needs to bring that to finance or bring it to the board to approve the cost on it. Like, this is a finance committee meeting. This is not a Parks and Rec committee meeting.
Can we talk about the number of grants that company is bringing to us? Now we know the cost is nothing, but can we just get an update on that? Is that possible?
So have LSEE come and just give an update.
I'll touch base with them, but
we're bucketed for a reason, you know, because the work of everything needs to be split into those committees and then either brought to the board or brought to finance to approve. Is there any other discussion items on there?
Nope.
Okay.
Not for me.
I am going to go ahead and adjourn the Finance Committee meeting at 4:42.